Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy signed a piece of legislation into law which establishes the Office of Broadband, creating the Broadband Parity Adjustment Fund, and establishing the Statewide Broadband Advisory Board. House Bill 363 carries out previous recommendations made by the governor's task force on broadband, which was established under an administrative order. Governor Dunleavy.
The bill creates a state office of broadband within the Commerce Department. It also creates the Statewide Broadband Advisory Board, as well as a technical working group. The purpose of the technical working group is to ensure our work is technologically neutral. That means we utilize all tools to deploy high-quality broadband service, and quite frankly, that just makes sense in Alaska.
The governor explains why this is important.
As someone who's lived in rural Alaska for nearly 20 years, I know the challenges of rural Alaska. Even today, if you live in Alaska but have not been to rural Alaska, you'll see the difference in the service. You wonder when you go out to rural Alaska today from urban Alaska, how folks in rural Alaska are able to make a go of it. And this is why this is going to be critically important, because it levels the playing field for all of us. Won't matter if this is done right, if you live in Bethel, or if you live in Anchorage, or if you live in Kotzebue, or if you live in Fairbanks. We all will have, hopefully, the same speed, same capability. This will be an enormous game changer.
Earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced $116 million was awarded to the state to improve high-speed internet access in rural communities. The legislation allows the state to get federal funds, which prioritizes broadband service expansion. The state will focus on expanding the service in unserved areas, underserved areas, and anchor institutions. The bill signing ceremony took place at the Alaska Broadband Summit workshop hosted by Senator Dan Sullivan, the state of Alaska, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, the Alaska Municipal League, and the Alaska Federation of Natives. The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance authorizing a non-federal reimbursable agreement to provide project support for a medium-intensity approach light system with runway alignment indicator lights and other impacts from the Kenai Municipal Airport Runway Rehabilitation Project. The light system and other facilities surrounding the project are owned and operated by the FAA. Finance Director Terry Eubank explains to the council.
So the FAA has a division that will actually do this engineering work. That group is not funded, I guess, in the traditional aspect, so they're funded through project money, which we will be forward funding once this becomes an AIP eligible project and we move towards construction and get our grant. It will include reimbursement for this amount.
Airport manager Eland Conway writes that the FAA Air Traffic Organization is responsible for providing safe and efficient air navigation services, including the FAA-owned and operated navigational aids at the municipal airport. Eubank adds,
As part of any major change or alterations to a runway, they revisit the navigation aids basically that are associated with this, and this is where the FAA has the expertise and will perform those services for us at a cost.
Conway says that the FAA will provide preliminary planning activities which may include but aren't limited to technical consultation, engineering, design review, site visits, feasibility assessments, project planning, scope definition, development of cost estimates, development of design packages, travel in support of the reimbursable agreement program management, and procurement of long lead items if required. They also will provide any requirements and or recommendations related to the FAA facilities impacted by the project. The agreement requires advance payment of $74,722 before any FAA services are provided, and any remaining balance at the end will be refunded. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.